In this edition of Global Print, I will talk to you about how Prime Minister Narendra Modi is steering the foreign policy ship so that India reaches safer harbors in a post-pandemic world. I will talk to you how India is reaching out to countries like China, Pakistan, as well as to the Western community on issues like climate change, in which the Joe Biden administration is setting great store. But before that, dear viewer, I'd like to make an appeal to you. Please do subscribe and pay a little bit for the Prints, free, fair, transparent, and unhyphenated journalism. You know that we have been bringing you the best news videos, the best stories over the last several months. So please do continue to support us. You will find links both for a domestic audience as well as an international one in the description of this video. So back to my column Global Print, in which I talk to you about India's new initiatives with China, Pakistan and the Western community. First, let's take Pakistan. There has been a new agreement over the last week between the two countries, between the two DGMOs, the Directors General of Military Operations, to cease fire along the line of control, which means that there will be no firing at all. We know that over the last several months, a lot of people, a lot of civilians have been killed. A lot of innocent people have been killed. And of course, there have been, it's been 2 years since the Balakot strikes, and India-Pakistani relations have been in a deep freeze since then. So this is the first overture. Both sides will see how this plays out. If the line of control remains quiet, like it was when the 2003 agreement was signed 18 years ago, then other steps could also take place that would sort of ease the relationship between the two countries, including exchanging high commissioners on both sides. The second is an unusual initiative on the part of India, and this is to China, where troops are disengaging in Ladakh on the Pangong So Lake sector. Both sides, both armies, in the wake of the agreement in the middle of February, have pulled back their tanks, their armor. Troops have come down the Kailash Range on the Indian side. The Chinese have gone back to their own, they have climbed down the heights as well on their own side of the line of actual control. And now another round of talks is taking place so that the next steps can be looked at and how this disengagement can move, say, to the Hot Springs and the Gogra area. But what is interesting is that simultaneously, India is reaching out and opening up its economy to China. Now, these last several months during the face-off between India and China, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar was very, very clear that you could not separate the fracas or the face-off in Ladakh from the rest of the relationship, even though that's what the Chinese had been demanding right through. The Chinese were sort of trying to put this business as usual kind of tag in the telling the their Indian counterparts that yes, there is a problem on the LAC in Ladakh, but we will sort that out by and by. But the Indian government had said, absolutely not, no way, you cannot separate the two. And in fact, Mr. Jaishankar, in his conversation with his foreign policy, with his foreign ministerial counterpart Wang Yi in Beijing last week, only last week, reiterated that it cannot be business as usual. But what is really happening is that the Indian government is opening up its economy. Now, one of the reasons for that is that China is bouncing back from COVID much better than any other Western country in the world. The Americans are still grappling with it. The European Union is still stagnating. Their growth hasn't picked up. In fact, they're still in the middle of their second or the third wave. But China, which has kept a very tight lid on controlling the virus, has bounced back, and in fact now reports are that it will overtake the US to become the most powerful economy in the world by 2028, 5 years before that was expected to happen. So the Indian government, realizing that if they need their own economy, if India's economy needs to come out of its pandemic blues, if it needs to consolidate the green shoots that we have seen over the last few days, then it needs FDI from abroad. And which country has the spare change to send to invest money? China. About 45 proposals are being cleared. to the tune of several million dollars. In fact, there are a couple of Chinese auto companies, the Great Wall Motor Company, SAIC Motor Company, which had wanted to invest in India, but these proposals had been put on hold when the large-scale aggression across the LAC had taken place last year, when the Indians discovered this large-scale aggression. So in a sense, India is pulling back, and it seems that one of the reasons that it is opening up its economy and toning down its rhetoric is because Delhi wants to encourage Beijing to take the next steps in the other sectors in Ladakh. So, like I said, the Pangong So disengagement, the withdrawal, it has been successfully completed. So this opening up the Indian economy is taking place, interestingly, in non-sensitive sectors. So Indian officials have said, in fact, Sanjeev Sanyal, the principal economic advisor to the government of India, has said that in sensitive areas, this opening up will not take place. A second government official told me that, for example, in the 5G network, Chinese companies like Huawei will not be allowed to participate in any tenders. The apps that India banned last year in the wake of the LAC aggression will not be restored. So TikTok and the other apps will not come back onto the Indian landscape. So, but opening up the non-sensitive sectors to China is quite an interesting initiative that the Narendra Modi government is now undertaking. A third initiative that I talk about in my column is Prime Minister Narendra Modi's determination to do something on climate change. Now, we have seen how the Joe Biden administration, one of the very first decisions it made was to have a climate change envoy, and that's former Secretary of State John Kerry. He has been tweeting, he has been commenting, being interviewed, and talking in very strong terms about how countries across the world must do much more to cut greenhouse gas emissions, to control temperatures below 1.5 degrees centigrade. Nations must make new commitments so that they can abide by these new, much stronger commitments. There is a climate change conference taking place later this year in Glasgow, where the called the COP26, and the UK is the host of that conference. And so the UK Special Envoy on Climate Change, a gentleman called Alok Sharma, was in Delhi a few weeks ago. He met Prime Minister Modi, and there was an attempt for India, which is one of the largest polluters, not in per capita, but in total emissions, because of India's pollution that sort of gets accumulated and added up. There was an attempt by Mr. Sharma and the rest of the Western community to say that India must make greater cuts and must make greater commitments and promises to cut down its greenhouse gas emissions. So we don't know what the result of those discussions are so far, of course, because those discussions are still ongoing. But Indian officials are saying that the West has not kept its promise of creating a climate change fund in which countries like India could defray costs when they transition from fossil fuels, from burning fossil fuels like coal to less energy intensive technology. Having said that, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, if you look at his experience in Gujarat, and in fact just some months ago, the India-Pakistan border, if you look at it in the run of Kutch, has been full of solar farms and wind farms. Now, if you know the PM a little bit, he's somebody who's very, very keen on leveraging new technologies. So there is some chance that India will announce, when Prime Minister Narendra Modi goes to Glasgow for the COP26, which is the UN climate change conference, he will announce or is likely to announce that India will become a carbon neutral country by 2050. Now, China has already announced last year, Xi Jinping, the president, announced that China will become a carbon neutral country by 2060, and its own greenhouse gas emissions will peak by 2030. So what is the Prime Minister doing? He's not just thinking of making a matching commitment to the Chinese, but perhaps going one better. Now, why is India doing all this? Of course, there will be pain involved in shifting to a cheaper sort of fossil fuel-based economy, to a less energy intensive, whether it's in water, solar, or hydropower. But one of the reasons for that is that Prime Minister Narendra Modi wants to revamp India's image in the outside world, in the global community, and say that India is a responsible player, especially in a post-pandemic world. And we have seen how over the last several weeks, India has been undertaking a global diplomacy on COVID vaccines, donating thousands and thousands of vaccines to countries all over the world, especially developing countries who cannot afford to buy the more expensive Pfizer, Moderna vaccines. So India, living up to its own democratic credentials of being a unique civilization, shoring up the livelihoods of other less fortunate nations, especially in terms of this COVID vaccine diplomacy. Over the next few weeks, as this story unfolds, as India shifts its own positions in a post-pandemic world, we will see how exactly these stories unfold. Meanwhile, keep your eyes and ears out for Global Print, and thank you so much for watching this video.